old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A Wife's Responsibilities by Thomas Vincent, 1634 through 1678. Question 7. What are the duties of wives to their husbands? Answer. The duties of wives to their husbands are as follows. 1. Love of them above all other persons in the world. That they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. 2. Loyalty and faithfulness in reference to the bed and estate and in any secrets entrusted with them. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. 1 Timothy 3, verse 11. 3. Reverence and fear of offending them. Let the wife see that she reverences her husband. Ephesians 5, verse 33. 4. Submission to them in all things lawful under Christ. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. As the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Ephesians 5, verse 22 and 24. 5. Care to please them, suiting themselves to their disposition and all things to their liking. She that is married cares for the things of, not of the world, but how she may please her husband. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 34. 6. Helping them to bear their burdens and in making provision for their families. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Genesis 2, verse 18. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. Proverbs 31, verse 27. 7. Giving ear to and complying with the counsels of their husbands, if good, for their soul's welfare. Endeavoring with meekness and wisdom, with kindness and loving admonitions, and a chaste, sweet behavior to win their husbands over to the ways of God when they are wicked. You wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of their wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.